Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
All right, gentlemen. I was on the air yesterday from 9 to noon. Starkfest 36 was the name of that show. And got word that Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test from the Kentucky Derby. I happen to have Jonathan Bomboli on at the time. He had a great line. You know, we have all these athletes, every time they're busted, say, "I did not knowingly take steroids." This would be the first athlete in history where that statement was true. This wasn't Ron. He had no choice in this, right?
He did not. It just, this to me is a stain on the sport. Baffert is the, you know, the number one trainer. This was his seventh Derby win, and whether this was accidental, whether it was not, it just kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, Belichick, you know, with the Spygate. That it's always going to be a mark against Baffert because of this, Bob, and. You know, I guess I misread. I saw Rick Bozich, he's a terrific writer in Louisville, saying that Baffert told the story about how tests can come back falsely positive, that he had one horse that ate hay after a groomsman urinated on it. The groomsman had taken cough medicine or something, and it came back positive. I thought it was talking about this horse. He wasn't. He was just using it as an example, I guess, of how these things can come back positive, but I think it's a blight, you know, a bad mark on the sport.
Well, yeah, it is, but there's a second test that has to come back to make it conclusive, I guess. I don't know if they're still waiting for that or how long that takes, but, I mean, yeah, it's a bad thing when it happens. It's happened before with Bob Baffert. What happens to the people who collected their winnings, Joe?
They get to keep them. They get to keep them.
That was my understanding. Ron, what then happens to people who pick the second place horse?
I don't know about that. That's
because
a good question.
They wouldn't still have their winning stubs or anything like that, would they,
probably
if they did it by paper?
Poured them up or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I know the fact that if you already collected, you get to keep your money.
Man,
that's
that
a good question about the second place. If you had a horse that finished second, by rights, he's now first, but you can't prove it.
Now, you mentioned that Baffert, he's had this happen before. So if there's some type of congressional hearing on this stuff, Ron, does Medina Spirit show up in a suit like McGuire did and put a little hoof on the microphone and get legal counseling?
Apparently, he has already told people no comment. He is not commenting on this. Yeah. He is not commenting on this.
Well, actually, he's probably said more than McGuire ever did at the time,
probably.
Right? What did he say? I plead the fifth to every question?
Right. Every question.
Let's ask our man Horse.
Do you want to weigh in on this?
You got
to
ask Horse about a horse.
Seems to hit close to home.
This is a horse. That's an opinion on a horse.
Nay.
He has no comment either.
I don't know. Part of me doesn't care about this. Am I wrong for that?
No.
That's a big deal if you're into horse racing.
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah. That's no different than pro sports. I mean, it happens. And I guess I don't care, Bob. I don't care that this happened, but I realize it's a huge sports story. And I realize it's not the first time it's happened.
It's their premier event with their premier trainer. You know, there's nothing bigger in
that. Does that guy bug you, Ron, at all, Baffert?
No, not really.
He does me for some reason.
You know, there's nothing bigger than the Derby, and he's – won it seven times. Well, maybe six.
How do you think he takes the news, Medina Spirit, Bob, when they go and tell him he actually didn't win the Derby?
I think he's out grazing, doing what horses normally do. I do feel bad for the horse, though. I mean, they go through an awful lot, and you can understand why some people out there do not like horse racing and what goes on with it.
I think this would actually have helped the horse if it was an anti-inflammatory and the horse was, you know, was hurting. I think that steroids could help him feel better, right?
Yeah, but is there a distinct list of things that you're not supposed to put? I wouldn't even know what that is with regard to horses.
Well, I think he took something that was on a banned list or was given something on a banned list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. but it's something that you're allowed to use. What I'm saying is if people look at it as this is mean to the horse, I wonder if it would actually help the horse. Anyway, yeah. Headlines were brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Time right now is 107. Time to call Shenderova, Shenderova, and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Ron,
something amuse you over there?
I don't know. I'm
what?
Thinking about the congressional testimony with Medina Spirit in the building in a suit.
You know what I was thinking?
By the long face.
Why the? and then, yes, one of the congressmen says, "Why the long face?"
You know what I was thinking about the hypothetical.
How about one of the questionnaire? The congressman actually hit a horse filter, and he was on Zoom with a horse face.
John Candelaria was known as Horseface. I'm thinking of the hypothetical loss of a driver, club, head, whatever you want to call it, by somebody who was. That's how he repays somebody who was nice enough to lend him clubs. Hypothetically, he loses the cover on it.
I bet he feels bad. This hypothetical guy.
I think he does. Terrible.
We'll see how badly he feels when they're returned.
To quote Charles Barkley, terrible, terrible.
Bob, have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes. We did Meadows, the charity races.
I've done that, too.
That's not riding a horse.
Yeah, that's riding a
cart. That's riding a cart behind a horse. Yes.
I mean, I've ridden a horse.
You like the view of the horse in front of you, Bob.
No. You had to wear the goggles. All the poop was coming out, splattering you right in the face. I mean, it was, you needed windshield wipers on your goggles. It was, and to me, it's a white knuckling experience. You just grab on and hold on and hope you don't wreck
into
somebody.
Wait a second here.
I did it too. That was fun.
I did it and sweat splattered on me. I don't recall horse crap splattering. That happened to you?
Well, you're behind them. If they go, where is it going to go?
Geez, I don't know if I would have signed up knowing that could happen. Have you ever ridden a horse though? Actually gotten on the horse?
My neighbor, Tom Warren, used to have horses in the backyard. He had like a little stable area there, and we'd ride them.
Really?
Yeah.
Just hop on the back with a saddle?
Yeah.
And go freestyle?
Yeah, I mean,
just go off for the day?
They were old, slow horses. They weren't like, it wasn't like getting on Medina Spirit, either clean or drugged up. They were just, we used to go riding.
That's cool. How about you, Bob?
I've done it just on like equestrian trails that are governed by people in charge.
Didn't you do it in Arizona?
I did, yeah.
I remember you sending out the picture, you and your wife and your daughter on a horse.
Absolutely.
You said that old nag couldn't go more than like a mile an hour.
No,
right,
here's what I've done this a couple times.
I remember that from you sending the picture.
My first question to the stable owner is, if there were like a gunshot, would this horse even be capable of going crazy and galloping away? And if the answer is yes, I'm not getting on the horse. I got this old, broken down, near death horse. They called Boom Boom, and it was great. But wait a second here.
Is that like
here.
The Boom Boom Room on the south side?
Might be.
And did Aaron Donald ride that horse?
Now, Bob,
oh,
you actually did equestrian events? Have you played polo?
No. I'm talking about equestrian trails, like what they have at Nemacolin Woodlands or stuff like that. Never
I could picture you with one of those tall black hats on with the little chin strap playing polo. Couldn't you, Ron? Bob in a polo game?
It's a rich man's sport.
No. Horsing around.
Just
horsing
around.
I'd be sitting by the fireplace having a cocktail.
I don't know what else to say about this topic, honestly.
We think we covered it.
Did we cover it, Bob?
As adequately as we could, because we
should
don't
he be allowed to run in the Preakness? The Washington Post just wrote about that.
I think he's already entered, isn't he? I mean, I think Baffert has said he's going to run. I don't know.
How can
I think this falls into the category of any publicity could be good publicity, even if it's negative, because now people are going to be interested in this who ordinarily wouldn't be.
So I guess the penalty beyond being stripped of the Kentucky Derby championship.
Which is a pretty big penalty.
It's a big penalty, Ron, but don't you think you deserve more? You should be able to now go right into the Preakness?
I'm not 100% sure that he is, but
should
I
he
thought
be allowed
I saw
to?
Baffert said he's entered to go. I have no problem with that. I mean, it's not the horsey's fault.
That's a good sentiment, Bob, I think. It's not the horsey's fault.
That's what we should say about this show.
Are horsey's athletes?
You hear that?
I did, yes.
It's not the horsey's fault, this show.
Well, did that get on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great line. Are horses
like
athletes,
Do you like
Bob?
Do you like it?
Yes. They're athletes.
Ron?
They're horse athletes, yeah. They're incredibly fit, and what they do amazes me. I've been to, fortunately, I've covered a couple Kentucky Derbies. I've covered a Belmont Stakes. The favorite time for me is at dawn, they work these horses out.
Yeah.
You go out there at 5 in the morning. It doesn't sound like fun. It's fun. The sun coming up over the Twin Spires. And I remember, like, we're about 6 feet apart, 8 feet apart. I'm standing next to Easy Goer, my favorite horse's name of all time. Easy Goer. This close. They're such incredibly beautiful animals.
They really
are. What they do on those thin little legs is amazing to me. So they are definitely athletes, but just not human athletes.
I would like to see pictures, Ron, of you at the Kentucky Derby and what kind of outfit you had on, what kind of hat you wore.
Did you drink a mint julep there? Is that what they do there?
No. Yeah, well, that's what they do, but I hear they're terrible. They said it's like the worst drink that's associated with anything. I don't. I did get one of my – 1 year, though, I did it like 3 times, I think. And 1 year, you know, Art Rooney Sr., the chief, heard that I was going. He goes, Ronnie boy, you know, you got to come see me. He got me into Millionaire Row.
Oh,
which was, you know, like before the Derby. I didn't stay there for the race. But, I mean, it was where all – it was like – that was the place was full of Pompeianis, rich people, impressive people, beautiful people, and me. And he got me in there. I'll never forget
That's awesome. I mean, they're beautiful, powerful animals. And I got a feel for the power of it when I was at the Meadows on that, whatever they call that, cart behind the horse. But
harness
they're not
racing.
Athletes.
Harness
they're not harness racing. They're not athletes. Isn't the first prerequisite to being an athlete is knowing you're an athlete? Here's
well,
the example.
They're not human athlete, but they're still very athletic.
All right, here's the example I use. If I put a crumb at the end of this little studio table, Ron, and had two ants in my hand and put them on the table, and they both raced for the crumb, are they then athletes?
The faster one is.
Well, first of all, you would never have two ants in your hand.
Well, that's a good point.
You would never be touching those things.
They're not athletes. They don't even know if they won or lost. This guy would be eating an apple a half hour after the race, whether he won or lost. He'd show no emotion either way, Bob.
Well, I want athletes like that. I want the heart level to remain the same. I don't want any ups or downs, highs or lows. I think that makes a good athlete.
Shelty would say he has no heartbeat, right?
Right.
Yes.
I don't know. SI ranked Secretariat like the 50th best athlete of the 20th century. Come on. It's a horse, Ron.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. The amazing Mr. Ed.
Most famous horse in history, Bob? We talked about this yesterday.
Secretariat.
Let me just put out a couple of others and see what you think.
There's Citation, Man of War.
Wait. I'm talking real or fictional. Oh. So there's Secretariat. There's Seabiscuit. Black Beauty, Mr. Ed, Seattle Slough. Who are you taking?
Secretariat.
Mr. Ed for
Man
you?
Of War. You forgot Citation.
Citation was a good horse,
There's a bunch of good horses.
Mr. Ed is tough to beat.
The talking horse.
Bob, you want to talk about that a little bit?
No, I think we're done with this conversation. Oh. I'm surprised you got 15 minutes out of it, to be honest.
Why would you back Mr. Ed?
It's golf talk, I can tell
Why
you
would
that.
You back Mr. Ed in that conversation over Secretariat?
Just because he's more well-known to the general public.
I don't know about that. The younger generation has no idea who Mr. Ed is.
Secretariat.
You think they know who Secretariat is?
No, but they know who Seabiscuit is because they all saw the movie. It's Seabiscuit by a Million Miles.
That was a good movie, by the way. I like that.
Wonderful.
It was a good movie, yeah.
Did you cry?
No, but I enjoyed it.
Did you cry, Bob?
Yes, I cry over everything.
Me too. I cried at Seabiscuit.
I cry sometimes about working with Starkey, but I get over it.
I may cry at the end of the segment here. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
At some point before the end of the show, we're going to have to deal with the fact that hypothetically somebody out there who borrowed somebody's clubs may have lost the leather cover to the driver and what they should do about that.
Haven't you called the club to see lost and found if it's been turned in?
No, I'm depending on my friend to do that. I'm worried about it now. And then Bob said it's sentimental value that I can't even order. Well, hypothetically, this person couldn't even order one online to replace it.
I just think it is so low-class Bush League for someone to lend you something hypothetically and that person hypothetically not to take care of it.
I agree.
I think
whoever
it is
did
low-class.
It really is.
Low-class Bush League stuff.
Me too. Whoever did this, Bob, should be punished right?
I agree. And we're going to find out hypothetically who that is.
We sure are. We are at some point, but not before that person hypothetically borrows the clubs again since they're still at his house, right?
That's right. Unless that other person hypothetically goes to your house, takes them back out of anger, fearing that you may lose the other head covers, you know, and he could do that potentially.
Oh, my God. Now that other person hypothetically is thinking he may have lost a couple of them. I got to check on this. Or the guy hypothetically has to check on this, Bob. All right. And I am going out again Thursday, and I plan on going to a range or somewhere before then just to practice. I'm obsessed with it. I was watching swings all weekend. I know now I want to have a shorter thumb on the club. I want to hold the club in the fingers and not the palm of the hand. I want to dig back into the heel when I make my turn, left arm straight. I've become one of these guys who practices his golf swing. I never wanted to be this.
I am going to vomit listening to this.
You like this, Bob? Is it worth losing a head cover over?
No. It was sentimental, hypothetically.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out hypothetically by the end of the show. Coming up, let's go back to the Penguins season where we started today, and let's look at these prospective playoff matchups, and let's ask the question, is it simply Stanley Cup or bust for this team in the playoffs? 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe and Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.